This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The patterns are tightening. The signs, as Yahweh declared through the prophets, are no longer whispers but shouts. We watch, not for a calendar date, but for the unfolding of His righteous judgment and the awakening of His scattered people. The east stirs, the sea boils, and the arrogance of Edom reaches a fever pitch. Consider the naval exercises off the coast of Qingdao. China and Russia, forging a deeper alliance, are not simply conducting drills. They are etching a new map of power, fracturing the dominion Edom has held for generations. Yeshayahu foretold of a time when the nations would turn from the West, seeking new alliances and challenging the established order. This is not a shift toward peace, understand. It's a repositioning of forces, a prelude to the greater conflict Yahweh has decreed. Edom, sensing its grip loosening, will attempt to maintain control through manipulation and division, but the tide is turning. And for scattered Israel, this means an acceleration of the disruptions, a heightened call to prepare for a time of tribulation and testing. The prophets did not promise ease, but perseverance through fire. But the fire is already raging in the land Yahuwah set apart. The detention and critical condition of Dr. Hussam Abu Safia is not an isolated incident. It is a deliberate act of terror, a manifestation of Edom's ancient hatred for Israel. Yirmiyahu prophesied of the wickedness of Edom, their unrelenting animosity towards the covenant people. The modern state of Israel, empowered by Western nations, embodies that ancient animosity. They claim to act in the name of security, but their actions betray a deeper, more sinister agenda, the subjugation of the Palestinian people and the dismantling of any claim to the land by the true remnant of Israel. Don't be deceived by those who champion this political entity while ignoring the suffering of its victims. They are complicit in the injustice, blinded by a false narrative of fulfillment. And the chaos expands, spilling onto the seas. The attack on the cargo vessel off the coast of Yemen is not a localized dispute. It is Edom's hand at work, manipulating regional conflicts to tighten its grip on global trade. The prophets spoke of serpents in the sea, merchant ships laden with the spoils of wickedness. This is that time. The targeting of this vessel isn't about the cargo, it's about a message, submission or disruption. Yahuwah's covenant people, scattered across the earth, must recognize this pattern of oppression, understand that these events are not random. They are a direct consequence of disobedience, a fulfillment of the prophecies written in His Word. We are called to be watchmen, to discern the signs and sound the alarm. The manipulations continue on land as well. Russia's provocations against Poland, the manufactured crises designed to divert attention from the atrocities committed by the Israeli regime. It's all part of the same Edomite strategy, divide and conquer. Yeshayahu warned of nations stirring up against one another, vying for control. Israel's relentless expansion, fueled by arrogance and a rejection of the covenant, is a further affront to Yahuwah's justice. And the elevation of figures like Donald Trump, presented as a savior, is a dangerous deception. Edom always offers a false solution, a strongman to pacify the masses while it continues its exploitation. To place faith in a political figure is to chase shadows while the foundations of our covenant crumble. But the most damning evidence of Edom's wickedness is found not in geopolitical maneuvering, but in acts of profound desecration. The defilement of homes in Kfar Aza, the use of a slain child's house as a latrine, this is beyond barbarity. This is a deliberate act of mockery, a chilling symbol of the regime's contempt for human dignity and a direct insult to Israel. This isn't mere indiscipline. It is a calculated display of dominance, a testament to the spiritual bankruptcy of the Israeli government. This act reveals the true character of those who claim to represent Yahuwah's people. They do not speak for the covenant remnant. They embody a rebellious spirit, a dedication to worldly power, and a complete disregard for the Torah. The prophets warned of this corruption, of a people who would profane the land and desecrate the sacred. This is the fruit of Edom, the consequence of rejecting Yahuwah's law and embracing the ways of the nations. The nations watch, but Israel, the scattered remnant, the true inheritors of the covenant, must awaken. We must turn from the idols of this world, return to the Torah, and prepare ourselves for the day of Yahuwah. The harvest is at hand, and the separation is coming. The time for complacency is over. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.